welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are on. We've got a great show today. I want to get right to it. First of all, I don't know if you've seen it, but the stock market absolutely cratered today. It gave up all the gains that it had almost all year long. I think it went down over 300 points. I think the instability in Europe and the Middle East is probably causing a little bit of that. And, oh my gosh, it's time for Shelly. Shelly, are you out there, man? Wonder Woman, give me Shelly.
I'm way out there.
You are far out is where you are. Great to see you earlier this week. I loved stopping by. I had a great time.
Beautiful, beautiful, my brother. Thank you very much for the big pep talk last Thursday. And what did we do? We put Giorgio Armani, Zegna, Canali, Brioni for $6.99. James?
Yes?
I'm going to take you on my little cruise to the Baltic Islands because
awesome.
We knocked them dead for 3 days. We had a sale. They were standing at the front door, actually came in and spent a lot of money. Is there a little bit of Canali left? Is there a little bit of Giorgio Armani left? Is there a little bit of, Canali, Zegna, what else?
Shelly, I went in there. It was from floor to ceiling, the brands in the selection. You had this beautiful gray that blue suit. That fabulous fashion suits you were showing me that was like the electric blue, the fancy.
We got the powder blues. We got the Italian suits.
Okay.
A little bit skin job with a little ticket pocket. Peak lapel. Tapered, young fitted for the young people. Those are still left at $4.99. They only sell for $1,000. But when business is good, it's just a pleasure to be with James Friedberger at 8:80 a.m. Monday through Monday.
Thursdays from 5 to 6, but I love you every day of the week, Shelly. You know that.
Beautiful. How do you like our Marlins?
I like the Marlins. I'm loving
it. We're right there, brother.
I'm very excited. I'm taking my beautiful, lovely wife with me to the Saturday game. You'll hear me talking that up throughout the show. The Marlins are kicking booty.
Yeah, they're doing good pitching. I hope they. I'm sure they must have made a trade today.
I don't know. It's 5 o'clock. I'd have to check the wire, but I've been looking on the financials, not on the sports. Maybe I should look on the...
Yeah, sports announcer, but that's it. But anyway, we're doing it, brother. We're busy. We sell 5,000 suits a year with the 333, and that's one suit at $299, and you get three suits equal value, $299, $299, and $299. That's only $1,000, and then a shirt for each suit, a tie for each suit, a matching hanky for each suit, and a sock for each suit. So it's about $1,200 value. For $299. Everybody tells me, how can you do it?
Yeah, Shelly, how the heck can you do that?
You saw it. I showed you the whole
thing. I know. It was amazing.
5,000. You were there. We sold 30 suits in an hour and a half. So
the guys were walking out with bags and all this other stuff?
Oh, yeah. It's volume. We also do the Meslin shoe, which is $300 in the malls. And we do Italian pants, shari, as you buy.
Oh, they're beautiful. I love them.
$240, $250, $230. We sell them for $175. So when you need good clothing, you need the best. You need the quality and the experience of people who have been in the business for 50 years. Matter of fact, in our trade magazine, there'll be an article on Shelly Bloom, fashion clothiers, the old guys who have still been able to make it where the other ones went. It's a shame, but no more Barons, no more Lansons, no more Sorries, no more Forums, no more Peter Kents, and no more Sims. That's only $250 million a year. But then again, most of that customer base is dead, so it doesn't make any difference.
They're still dying to come to see you, Shelly.
Yeah, well, we appreciate it, and we appreciate everything James Fried does for us. If I have your pants, and I guess I'll bring them home tonight.
Well, it's pretty chilly even in the summertime without my pants on, Shelly.
Yeah, I heard about that, but we won't go into that. Anyway, I want to thank you very much.
Where are you? Where are you?
Yeah. And I'm out of here. I got to take some cash. 2650. Northwest 5th Avenue in the famous Wynwood. Wynwood, could you imagine, James?
I'm telling you, I was there today. It's popping, it's smoking. I'm gonna make a lot of money in Wynwood, and it ain't just working with you, Shelly.
That's for darn sure. And the telephone number is 305-573-5890. We're here, we're online. We're here 9:30 to 5:30 Monday through Saturday. And yes, we have Italian clothing. And yes, we're giving it away. Thank
You're
you,
the
Jay.
Best. I love you, Shelley. Shelley Bloom, Fashion Clothiers, the man in Wynwood. We'll be right back after this short break with my good friend, your good friend, the best friend our kids has, Lauren Book. She's holding on the line. She's in Orlando at a massive conference. We're going to talk to her right after this. Wonder Woman, take it away.
Hook Nightlife, Red Hot Baseball, and amazing fireworks. Join us for Fireworks Friday at Marlins Park. Enjoy over 40 restaurants, bars, and concessions. The thrill of Marlins baseball and an amazing post-game fireworks display presented by the Dominican Republic has it all. The next Fireworks Friday is August 1st at 7:10 versus the Reds. Get your Marlins tickets today at Marlins.com. Marlins baseball. Dive in.
Every year in Florida, tens of thousands of children are abused or neglected. Many more continue to suffer because their abuse is never reported. In every case, there are signs. They may not be obvious. Reporting child abuse can save a life, and under Florida law, it's everyone's responsibility. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
All right. Well, you don't have to be a world-class athlete to be treated like one. Renowned orthopedic surgeon Dr. Lee Kaplan and his team at UHealth Sports Medicine are the official sports medicine providers of the Miami Hurricanes and the Miami Marlins. And they can be your team, too, combining unsurpassed expertise with care that puts you first. UHealth Sports Medicine is the region's only university-based sports medicine provider. That means you have access to the very latest treatments, often before they are available anywhere else in South Florida. It's all geared toward getting you back in the game quickly and safely. To schedule your appointment, visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz.
All right, well, we've got the Warren Henry live read here now. All righty. Well, you know, those are my best friends. When you're looking to buy or lease a car and you want to get every advantage that you can, well, you got to call Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, Wonder Woman's giving me the finger, which means we're back. Do we have Lauren on? Hey, Lauren, are you out there? Lauren?
Hello?
Hey, Lauren. Hey, girl.
How are you?
I'm rocking, and I got Peace, Earth, and Love Girl here, Vivian, with me, too. We're just having a great time.
Oh, how's everything going over there?
Oh, it's going great, but what's going on in Orlando? I hear there's big things cooking for child protection up there.
There is. We are at the 2014 Crimes Against Kids Conference with the Florida Network of Child Advocacy Centers. We have over 300 child advocates, law enforcement officers here learning about how to protect children. It's a conference that's wonderful every year put on by the Florida Network of Child Advocacy Center.
Oh, wow. It just sounds absolutely, like, totally cool. Now, what are some of the topics that you guys go over there? I mean, you go to a conference, there's breakout sessions. What are some of the things you guys talk about?
Well, this year we had a wonderful opening keynote address by Carol Marvin Miller, who wrote that Innocence Lost. You'll remember highlighting all of some of the cracks in the system.
Ah, she's from the Miami Herald?
Yes.
I went to high school with Carol Marvin.
She is wonderful. She gave a wonderful keynote address as well. Esther Jacobo, the former interim secretary of DCF.
Cool.
We have had just an incredible conference so far. So many wonderful advocates from all over the state, child protection teams. It has been an incredible conference so far. We have one more day tomorrow, and it's just so wonderful to continue to get educated in these so important life-saving things.
Well, you know, you talk about education, and as you and I both know, 95% of these child incidents can be prevented with education. What are some of the things that people need to know?
Important that people know that one in three girls and one in five boys may become the victim of childhood sexual abuse if we don't educate our children and talk to them about how to stay safe. And all of your listeners can check out our website, laurenskids.org, to learn more. We have an interactive parent toolkit that they can go on and look at different ways to talk to their kids about staying safe, about what to do if you feel uncomfortable, safe, not quite right. To go to your trusted triangle, to use your safety stop sign. And again, as we talked a little bit about last week, if it was, as kids are getting ready to go back to school, we have parents who are working. How do we check to make sure that we're going to safe after school programs? Getting back to school is a little bit of an anxious time. How do we deal with some of that anxiety amongst kids? We have a lot of great things coming up.
You know, that's absolutely great. And, you know, I've gone to these events with Lauren, and it's amazing to see the young people that gravitate towards her. They come up before the talk, they come up during the talk, but the special kids, they come up after the talk. And when they come up to Lauren and they share some of their private moments, it really is wonderful to watch the breakthroughs that Lauren, that you're able to accomplish. You know, if somebody has a little kid, what would be one of the things that you could say to the little child that could help them be more comfortable and careful?
That kids know that it's okay to tell, no matter what. Most important thing, that if they feel scared, icky, or not quite right, that it is so important that they reach out to a grown-up buddy or somebody in their trusted triangle. And as you know, we have a very, very big and exciting thing for the foundation coming up soon. It's going to be the release of our new children's book. And so our new catchphrase is, if your heart's full of fear and you're holding back tears, you know very well that it's okay to tell. And it's called Lauren's Kingdom, and it's a follow-up from our big book, It's Okay to Tell, but appropriate for kids and how they access help. And we are just so excited that that's coming in the future, in the near future.
Well, listen, you got to get Claire to get me a link for when you start doing the early sales of that so we can start pumping that on the internet. And, oh, by the way, I know that Vivian and I have been doing a whole lot of stuff. What's the name of that company, Vivian, that we've been doing? Is there somebody that you're in a contest to help out with the walk expenses? How do people get more info on that, Lauren?
It is Kind. And today
there it is.
The last day for people to vote for Kind, and they can find out our website, and they can go on our Facebook. And today, again, is the last day, and they are going to power us, hopefully, all along the way as we are getting our 1,500 miles in. But Kind is such a great company, and very much looking forward to securing another win and getting powered for the walk.
Oh, yeah. Well, I tweeted about it, then 880 retweeted it, then Kind retweeted it. I thought that was great. I really appreciate all the social media clout that I'm getting by just hanging out with you, Lauren.
Well, thank you. They are really an incredible company, and looking very much forward to working with them as we move forward to getting ready for another walk, if you can believe it, Jim. Yeah,
I was going to say, well, I know that the fall is coming, and then after the fall comes the winter, and when the winter starts turning to spring, Warren puts on those tennis shoes.
It, you know, just as my toenails grow back.
You're too cute.
You know.
You're too cute, Lauren. Now, listen, we know that it's against the law for somebody to ignore the fact that they believe that a child is being abused. Now, if somebody thinks a child is being abused, how can they report it? Because it's the law, not only morally, but now legally in the state of Florida.
They must call the Child Abuse Hotline, which is 1-800-96-ABUSE. And it is suspected abuse. If you suspect it, if you think it, if you're not sure, you're not quite right, it's not your job to investigate, but it is your job to report. And it is so important that you make that call so that somebody can go out and put eyes on that child to make sure that they are staying safe.
Now, we talked about smaller children. How about the bigger children? Because I've got to believe that there's middle teens and adolescents that have issues in places like the shower at the middle school or the high school where people are bringing their camera. I mean, I'm going on like crazy here.
Well, you know, any adolescent is still under the age of 18 and considered a child in the state of Florida. And so if something is not quite right, it is so important that anybody and everybody make a report.
Now, Lauren, I have a personal thing I want to share with you. You know, I drive up and down the roadways now, and I see our license plates. And it just makes me feel great. And I got to thank you and Coach and people like Larry Zinn that have helped us in the past get the word out and get Lauren's kids Love and Healing license plates. Now, people, if you're driving around on the expressway in the roads and you pass a car and the car has these little purple hearts and yellow hearts and like a happy feel, that's Lauren's license plate. Lauren, how do people get info on that?
They can go on our website and learn more. Actually, when they go to renew their license and they go to get a new license plate, they can just pick the Love and Healing license plate, which the Art Brito, world-renowned artist Romero Brito did for us. We were just so lucky to partner with him on this initiative. It has been just such an exciting thing driving down the road. I make sure that I pull over because I get so excited when I see it. We've had just so many tremendous partners. We could not possibly have done it without you and everybody that you mentioned, really, Aventura Limousine. So we just want to continue to get the word out there.
Well, listen, Lauren, we really appreciate all the things that you do for us. I want you to give one last shout out about the phone numbers and the websites that if you think that a child is endangered, then you need to reach out right now. Don't make the decision. Let the right authorities make the decision because they know how to do it. Lauren, where do they go?
They call 1-800-96-ABUSE. They can also go to the DCF website. And we would love in the last few hours of this kind campaign to please, please, please go on our Facebook and vote for the walk to make sure that we can secure this $10,000 and get our fundraising started for Walk in My Shoes 2015. And again, check out our website, laurenskids.org, for any new news, information about the foundation, where we're going, Lauren's Kingdom, and all things exciting as kids are getting ready to go back to school.
Oh, Lauren, you're the best. And we're going to have Lauren back before school starts because we're going to talk about all the different signs to look for in the classroom. Lauren Book, laurenskids.org, at Lauren's Kids. Get there on social media. Get on her Facebook. Vote for her. Protect our kids. And Lauren, just a lot of love and kisses out to you. Thank you for all the people from all the people that are never going to meet you. Thank you so much for everything you and the coach do for us.
Well, we love you, and please give my girl Vivian a hug and a kiss and tell her I love her.
I may just do more than that. We'll be right back after this short break. We're waiting on Gil Deser. He's stuck in traffic. We're going to talk super luxe condos, marketing, and maybe I'll get him to give a little diss on what goes on Bravo's Million Dollar Miami listing. We'll be right back after this short break. Wonder Woman, it is all yours.
Somehow closer now. Softly smile, I know she must be kind.
All right. Hey, you know, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can, and that's why you have to check out our friends at Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional brands, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Are you an event marketer that has no time to worry about social media marketing and promotions? This is where socialmedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, socialmedia305.com is a social relations company.
Friday night in Miami. Time for Off the Hook Nightlife, Red Hot Baseball, and amazing fireworks. Join us for Fireworks Friday at Marlins Park. Enjoy over 40 restaurants, bars, and concessions. The thrill of Marlins baseball and an amazing post-game fireworks display presented by the Dominican Republic has it all. The next Fireworks Friday is August 1st at 7:10 versus the Reds. Get your Marlins tickets today at Marlins.com. Marlins baseball. Dive in.
Every year, tens of thousands of children in Florida are abused or neglected. Many will be victims of sexual abuse, usually by someone they know and trust. Sometimes adults can miss the signs, and children don't always know how to ask for help. If you suspect a child is being abused, report it today. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, Wonder Woman says it's time to go, and I'm trying to fix the microphone here. You know, they got a little bubble gum they got to put on here. All right, we're waiting for Gil. He's stuck in traffic. I know there's a huge accident out there, and he's stuck in traffic. But let me tell you a little bit about what I know about Gil and his family and what they've done. I first became aware of them when they bought the Holiday Inn over by 85th Street Beach, and they called it Desertland, and they put this big old car up in front, and I always wondered who that was. And then a little bit later, I went up to Gil and I asked him if he'd participate in a philanthropic event that I had, and he said yes, because he's a philanthropist. And he was fabulous. He was terrific. We had a whole event there. We saw his condos, and I've watched Gil and his team grow and build the condos and go through the recession that we had and build through it, earn through it, work through it. And what he's doing now with George Perez and the Related Group is nothing short of fantastic. So we're going to have Gil in here. And what we're going to talk about is we're going to talk about the super lux condo sector. And what's the super lux condo sector? That's the place where the condos are really, really expensive. And all these people from overseas and also, quite frankly, a lot of local people are also buying. And we're going to talk about the fact that there's not a lot of locations where these can be built. We'll talk about where they are going to go now and in the future. We'll also talk about some of the new brands and why Gil came up with the theory. But what I want to talk about right now till he gets here is what's going on in the other sectors in the market for condos. And we've got a couple of different other sectors. One I call the investor condo sector. The investor condo sector is very interesting because that's what they're selling to investors. But they're not really designed. He's 2 miles away, as Wonder Woman said. Wonder Woman, strap on your cape and go bring him in out of the traffic. All right, there she goes. She flew off, so now you're stuck with me until she gets back and can work the board op again, be the board op again. So what we have found is that the investor condos are going up. They're somewhat plain Jane. They're well located, and eventually they're going to be developed. I'm watching them moving dirt all over the market right now. And so they're all under construction, and they will be delivered. And when they're delivered, there will be a significant amount of new supply available. And you go, well, who cares about that? Anybody who listened to the first, to about the show that preceded me at 4 o'clock or 4:30 will realize that even the new person from the Board of Realtors can't find a place to live. And you know where she's going to end up living? In one of these new condo buildings. Unfortunately, she needs a 4-bedroom. I don't know that they're building too many of the 4-bedrooms. But the new condos are going to be able to address the absolute tight, unrelenting constraint on supply. There's no place to go. There's no place to move. Rents are skyrocketing. Young people I know are having to move out of where they've been living today and double up. And why is this a problem? This is a problem because our technology environment began to evolve during the primordial soup that was created by the low cost of housing in downtown and the low cost of office space in downtown that we had earlier on in the recession before the recovery started. So now all these young entrepreneurs, they're getting successful, they're building up, and these are the people that are going to fill those condos. So I have no concern whatsoever that those condos are going to get filled. They will get filled. And the rental apartments that I'm building, they're going to get filled too. I think there's going to be an incredible amount of solid absorption that continues on here in South Florida for quite some time to come because there is a need. There is a gap, and that gap needs to be filled. And it is in the condo and housing for the people that live here, and it's in the condo and housing for the people that want to live here. You say, who wants to live here besides the foreign people? We haven't even seen we have seen the beginning, but it hasn't turned into the historic big, big push that it has been in the past for the people from up north in the Northeast to move down here. We are still waiting for the big, big torrent of people to move in from the Southeast, and I mean, the Northeast, and that's what we're going to see soon. And when they start coming, those are also the people that will be filling in these investor condos. I always like to say that Raul from South, from Latin America is building for Ralph from Boston in the main line. It's going to happen. And a lot of those people are also going to be interested in taking some of these branded concepts. And Gil tees it up. He has condo hotel. He has condos. So you can get the concierge service from the condo. It's really, really cool the way he wraps it all together. And that's what creates the super luxe condo. That creates the demand. That helps him keep his niche at the top of the market. And Gil should only be 1 mile away right now. Wonder Woman, you're back. So you got him through traffic. All right, high five to Wonder Woman. And Gil will be here in just a couple of minutes. And when he does, we're going to talk, like I said, about the super luxe condo market. But Gil does other things, too. Gil is also an avid race car driver. He and his father and their family, they own race car tracks around the country for people to go and turn out their Lamborghinis that they buy from Larry's Inn, and they can try them out on Gil's tracks. He has one up in West Palm. He's got them all across the country. And Gil recently drove in this thing, the Gumball Rally. There was like a movie about that when I was in high school, so that must have been before they invented fire. And Gil is out there. He's driving it. Did it even have Burt Reynolds? I'm dating myself. He had air in that movie. And Gil is going to be here. He's going to talk about how he helped and what he did when he went in through the Gumball Rally. Hopefully he didn't have to go through the Ukraine, but we don't talk about politics on the show. No, we don't. That's right. Wonder Woman says no politics on the show. No politics. But Gil will be here. We're going to talk about how he's branded with the Trumps, how he's branded with Armani, how he's branded with Hyde, the new hotel brand, the new Lux Hotel, Super Lux Hotel, and how he's co-branded also with Porsche. Because don't forget, Gil is the developer of the Porsche Design Center, where you can go and drive your fancy car right up to your apartment. You go, well, who wants to do that? Well, besides me. You go, why do you want to do that? You go, well, who wants to stand out in this? And if you're really famous, you don't really want anybody to hassle you going into your apartment. You want total security, total privacy, and total top-of-the-line everything. And that's what Gil delivers to his clients at these projects, especially at Porsche Design and the other branded deals. And where you'll find him is all up in Sunny Isles. When I was growing up here in Sunny Isles, it was just a bunch of motels that people had built on leased land to do, what do you want to call it? I don't want to say tax. Well, tax incentive transactions. Let's just call them that. And now Gil's doing everything. He's bought the Intercoastal Mall, my favorite piece of real estate in South Florida, actually. And he's developing the Hyde in Midtown property. So we're going to talk to him a little bit about that. We're going to talk about the condo market in general. We're going to talk about the things that he uses to brand his different properties and make them different and help them achieve the highest sales per square foot. I think that a huge percentage of the billionaires in the world are going into the Porsche Design Center, which means he has a smoking great sales team. We're going to talk to him about that too. What makes a sales team special? We're going to talk about the super lux market. We're going to talk about the Gumball Rally. And we're going to talk about all kinds of stuff with Gil Deser. We talked a little bit also about the condo market and development market. And what we're doing here at our firm is we're also developing hospitality. If you go up on Biscayne Boulevard, you'll see on 36th Street, we just tore down a motel. We're going to build ourselves a select service hotel. And it won't be just some plain Jane thing. We go on to Kobe Carp. He's going to skin it. It's going to look great. We're going to make a cutting edge architectural statement there on Biscayne Boulevard. And we will set the tone. Biscayne Boulevard is the untapped fabulous place here in South Florida, and you will see it coming. In fact, the guys at the Related Group tell me it's going to even be better than Brickell Avenue when we're done because of the quote-unquote bones on the street. Wonder Woman, he must be in the parking lot now. Can you go check? Did Vivian go check and look for Gil? Vivian, go check and look for Gil because Wonder Woman has to work the cart in there, and I can see her messing around with it, and we're heading in to the turn of the hour. So if you're out there on the highway and you're seeing all the Lawrence Kids license plates, feeling positive about the love and healing, hopefully not too much rain is falling on your head. And hey, if that guy cut you off, just relax. Don't exercise any digits on your hand. Oh, Gil's knocking at the door. So we're going to get Gil. He's going to say, hey, Jim, how's it going? Right after the break. We've got about a minute into the break. So on the second half of the show, we'll be Deser. Deser, 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 all Deser. It'll be Deser Radio. I like that, actually. Gil Deser on Deser Radio. So we'll be branding the show. The second half of the show will be the Deser Show. We're going to talk about super luxe condos. We're going to talk about Mark, his buyer profile. We'll talk about why he's moving over to the mainland. We're going to discuss his new deals up in North Miami Beach. We're going to talk about the Hyde in Midtown. We're going to talk about the Armani, which is designed by Cesar Pelli, which I'm very impressed. I think that's absolutely one of the most awesome things around. And we'll also probably give a little high five to him on the Porsche Design Center. So Wonder Woman, is it about that time? I got 30 seconds. Well, listen, again, I'm telling everybody, if you're on the road, just relax, calm down, stick with us. We're going to have a great second half of the show. Not that the first half was so bad. I think the first half was pretty darn tootin' good myself. And I've been tap dancing for a half hour, it seems like, until Gilt gets here. But we are going to have a great second half of the show. The first half was terrific. We had Lauren Book talking about saving your kids. Go to Gorham'sbook.org. Wonder Woman pushed a couple of buttons the wrong way. Now she's letting Gil into the studio, and she's going to take us a break. Take it away, Wonder Woman. Rock on. Back after the turn of the break with Gil Deser talking super lux condos. You will not want to miss this. Back after this. Now, yours, Wonder Woman. Hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you'll want to get every advantage that you can, and that's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti and Jaguar, exceptional cars all, and they come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
If I suspect a child's being harmed,
I commit. I'll do something.
I'll report it.
Even if I don't have all the details.
Even if I'm not sure.
I'll take a step to protect a child.
For me, it's just a call.
Just a call.
Just a call.
For a child.
It's everything.
I commit my eyes.
My voice.
To protect our children.
Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
As a high-powered executive, we demand the best for our health, and with a UHealth Executive Physical, that's just what we get. From the moment that you schedule your appointment, you can expect unparalleled medical care and customer service from a personal concierge to guide you through your visit to a customized preventive health plan to keep you feeling your best. For any follow-up care, you have direct access to the University of Miami's renowned programs in cardiology, sports medicine, and more. Trust UHealth to take care of you so you can take care of business. To schedule your Executive Physical, call 305-243-2738.
Friday night in Miami. Time for Off the Hook Nightlife, Red Hot Baseball, and amazing fireworks. Join us for Fireworks Friday at Marlins Park. Enjoy over 40 restaurants, bars, and concessions. The thrill of Marlins baseball. And an amazing post-game fireworks display presented by the Dominican Republic has it all. The next Fireworks Friday is August 1st at 7:10 versus the Reds. Get your Marlins tickets today at Marlins.com. Marlins baseball. Dive in.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, I want to remind everybody to join me at the ULI Vision Awards Wednesday, August 27th at the JW Marriott Marquis. It's where all the top business people in real estate are going to get together and exchange awards. We're going to have Tony Goldman is going to be given the award for lifetime achievement, so make sure you call my good friend. Got you, didn't I? Julie Medley. Call Julie at 954-783-9504 or email her, julie.medley@uli.org. And I want to do this because right now it's our UHealth time. UHealth, the University of Miami Health System, it brings you the brightest minds and best care right here in South Florida, and UHealth is big. It includes more than 300 specialty doctors, dozens of locations from Miami to Palm Beach Gardens, and now UHealth is in plantation, and soon on the west coast of Florida. What sets UHealth apart is the comprehensive approach they bring to healthcare. You might have several doctors for a couple different health issues, but do they ever talk to each other or cross-reference your symptoms and medications to make sure your care is second to none? Well, at UHealth, they do. More than collaborative care, UHealth is powered by the University of Miami's Miller School of Medicine, where research and clinical trials bring state-of-the-art treatment to our community. Seriously, folks, these are some of the best rated hospitals in the country. You know that UHealth includes the Bascom Palmer Eye Institute, ranked number one by U.S. News and World Report for now, and I have to change my copy, 11 years in a row. And The world-renowned Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Care Center. And look for their big cancer care ride. You've already seen the emails go out from Mike Mandich. If you want to see what healthcare is going to look like in the future, just ask these guys. You can learn more about UHealth through the UHealth Discovery Series. It's now online at uhealthdiscovery.com. It focuses on different departments, doctors, and patients that make UHealth great and the breakthrough discoveries that are changing healthcare for the better. They're doing some really innovative and interesting things. They've even figured out a way to use a person's own adult stem cells to regrow dead heart tissue. And that means if you've ever had a heart attack, they can help you save yourself. There's always something new to discover about UHealth, and you never know, it could be just what you're looking for. Discover how breakthrough medicine from UHealth can work for you. Call 305-243-4000 or visit uhealthdiscovery.com to learn more. Woman, awesome. That's my favorite part of the show. All right, we've got Gil Deser, and he has now made his way into the parking lot, and he's talking to my wife. I don't know why. Huh? Is he coming? Wonder Woman, I can't hear you. Yeah, they need to come in here now. But in any event, I've tap danced all I want to, but with Gil Deser, he'll be in here in just a minute. We'll talk more about super luxe condos and more with Gil Deser. But what I want to talk about is something that we had on a show a couple of weeks ago, and it's the University of Miami's Brain Fitness Pavilion. I went there, and boy, it's pretty awesome. You heard me talking to Dr. Harvey about it when he was on the show, and I go in there and I start playing these brain games, and I find out, and I'm sure it's no shock to you, that I'm in the 99th percentile in the brain games. So they start to get more difficult, and I drop to the 90th percentile, then the 85th percentile, and then I start going up again because you start to learn. Your brain starts to learn. It sharpens your skills, and this brain fitness pavilion opened up in February. It's fabulous. You should go check it out. Give us a call here at the station at 305-541-2350, or you can call them direct at 305-355-9080. And the brain game thing was just absolutely awesome. I love going there. The people are terrific. I guess the PhD that helped me with it, Ms. Jennifer Taha, I think. I don't remember it was Taha. I think it was Jennifer. But she was terrific. And now we're going to get involved in some of their studies. And it's just absolutely one of the most fabulous things that I've been able to do in quite some time. It was with the UHealth people at their brain fitness facility. And so that was going on. And we've also, don't want to forget to remind everybody to go to the Vision Awards with me at the Marriott Marquis, JW Marriott Marquis here in Miami. It's Wednesday, August 27th. And let's see, call my good friend Julie Medley. You can reach her at 954-783-9504 or just send her an email, julie.medley@uli.org. And it will be absolutely awesome. Huh? Oh, now he's entering the parking lot. So who was ringing the bell before? Somebody else? Shh. All right, well, Gil will be here in just about 5 minutes, I guess. So we'll keep talking. We're going to have a great show for you this week. We've got Gil on. He was on. We had Lauren Book on. And one of the things you've got to do is you've got to make sure you go to Lauren's Kids.org. Go to her Facebook, Lauren's Kids Facebook. You've got to vote for her. Right now, she's raising money for her walk that she has every spring, and we're going to help her on that way. May has always been a big month for her, and it's when she does her walk in the shoes, and people walk for all kinds of reasons, but one of the main reasons is because 95% of child abuse can be prevented by education. Yeah, we're going to go to a break, and by then Gil will be here. We'll be back after this. We're going to have more Gil Deser. Thank you so much, Wonder Woman. Take it away.
Every year in Florida, tens of thousands of children are abused or neglected. Many more continue to suffer because their abuse is never reported. In every case, there are signs. They may not be obvious. Reporting child abuse can save a life, and under Florida law, it's everyone's responsibility. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
You know, it's good business to give your customers what they want. And the Warren Henry family of auto dealerships, you know, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar, they know this too, and that's why they always give their customers more. When I leased my Infiniti, hold on 1 second. Honey, you sit over there. Gil can sit there. And Miss, you could sit right here next to me. All right? Boy, Gil, you're bringing the party favors with you there. All right. Hey, you know, it's always good business to give your customers what they want. The Warren Henry family of auto dealerships, you know, Land Rover, Infiniti, Jaguar, they know this too, and that's why they always give their customers more. When I leased my Infiniti from them, I knew I was getting the best price because they guaranteed it. Their best price guarantee is part of a package of benefits called the Warren Henry Advantage. You get complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and even a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for a whole year. So if you buy or lease any new Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, or Jaguar from Warren Henry, hey, Gil, stop kissing my wife up there, man.
Somebody's got to do it.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. So if you want to buy or lease any new Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, or Jaguar from Warren Henry, or even if you want to buy one of their pre-owned cars, you'll get the Warren Henry Advantage, too. Add in the exceptional service they deliver, and you'll see why they've been in business for over 35 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Are you an event marketer that has no time to worry about social media marketing and promotions? This is where socialmedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, socialmedia305.com is a social relations company.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, all right. We've got Gil Deser here. He's my favorite star of Million Dollar Listing.
Ooh, not a star.
Oh, listen, bro. I was waiting for you to say you're fired. That chick didn't know what was happening there.
I did fire at the end of the show.
I know, right? But you didn't say you're fired. I think you said you're not renewed.
Right. I told her she should probably go find another job since she doesn't know what she's doing.
Well, she proved that on the next episode when she hired a boat to make $35,000. But that's another discussion.
Right.
So, Gil, welcome back. You're the man. I was telling everybody that I first became aware of you guys with Deserland, with the Holiday Inn, which you've since sold to somebody else.
Yes.
You took money off the table on that one to reinvest in the Super Lux, I hope.
Well, you know where the reinvestment went.
Yeah, tell me.
We bought the Intracoastal Mall in the Aventura area.
I know. My favorite piece of real estate in the whole world. I saw Jaws on 170, so I saw something else good there, though.
Okay.
But it was great. So you got the Intracoastal Mall, so you're coming to the mainland. What's going on?
Well, we looked at the Intracoastal Mall as an opportunity. It was 27 acres in the middle of an area that has tremendous amounts of high-rise condos and people living there, and so it was a natural you know, mix for us.
Yeah, I'm trying to use my GoPro here. I just got one, so I don't know how good it's going to work, Gil, but we'll give it a shot. If nothing else, we'll have a good time and some laughs with that. But the real big news to me is you just came out, you're doing the Hyde, you're doing the Armani, Cesar Pelli, Starkitect, beyond Starkitect. That's a god ticket. I don't know what you say. That's a god ticket.
He is a god architect. He is his buildings that he's done around the world have been bar none.
They're amazing.
Right.
Is this where the rest of the billionaires in the mirror world are going to live?
I mean, you know, to the higher end buyer, the more sophisticated buyer, they're looking for the architecture. They're looking for that little extra in the building. And, you know, I thought with the Armani brand that we have on the building, we don't necessarily need it. But my partner, George Perez, wanted to use them. So I said, sure, let's go. Let's do it.
I think it's awesome. And your partner, George Perez, tell us a little bit about that. You're partnering with the Related Group as you expand your footprint.
Well, you know, we had a relationship with them in the past. We partnered with them on Ocean 2, on Ocean 4, and then on Trump Towers on the last cycle, and everything worked out very well. We had a great partnership, and so there's no reason not to continue.
So what's going on? You know, I've noticed that there's a kind of a dearth of good offering product at the Super Lux level, even with you guys coming out. So you guys must be going very strong and doing some great things in all your sales departments.
I mean, yeah, the Porsche Design Tower is fortunately 90% sold out. We have 12 units left in that building.
Awesome.
Yeah, so we're doing very well there. And then we launched the Armani Casa, Residence by Armani Casa. And we sold in 1 week, we sold about 80% of the building, 220 units.
Wow.
And we're just killing it. It's unbelievable.
It sounds amazing.
Yeah.
Well, high five to your sales team. Yeah. Now you have an in-house sales team, but you also work with brokers on it, right?
Right. We have our in-house team, but we're open to all the brokers in Miami. And, you know, what we do, it's, you know, I also like to congratulate my sales team, but the way I think about it is I set this thing thing up so easily for them to sell that it's like taking candy from a baby.
Oh, my God. I need some more people that need some more candies to be taken now. Now, you moved to the mainland. You're doing the Hyde. Tell me a little bit about the Hyde, because that's Midtown. That's pretty interesting, and that's my hood.
Is your hood?
Yeah.
It's a fun hood, and that's what I liked about it. You know, I like the whole Midtown vibe. I like what's going on over there. I think it needed something like what we're doing. We're doing Hyde, which is an SLS brand.
No, it's going to be great.
And yeah, it's going to be the hot spot. Yeah, I mean, where do you go for a drink at night right now?
My house.
Well, okay. So when
I can't wait. I'm driving around. I'm going, where am I going to go? Where's the place for a person like me?
That's it. And when your wife throws you out, you're going to have a place to go where there's going to be nice.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to have my beautiful wife. We're going to make a little money. We're going to go to the Hyde. We're going to get one of them condos.
There you go.
Oh, it's going to be absolutely awesome. My wife is just smiling and nodding. She's already counting now. Jim is going to be, we're moving in there. It's opening on when? What floor are we going to be on? Armani. You want the Armani because you went on the beach? Pull down the mic. You could talk, honey. Just go. There you go.
I want the Armani.
You want the Armani. My wife has sand in her shoes.
Right.
Or the Porsche.
And the Porsche? Yeah. Either one will be okay for you?
Or his penthouse is on sale.
Oh, yeah. Did she ever close that deal? Whatever happened?
Of course she didn't. You know. At least your wife's not asking for a new husband. You're doing great.
Wait till later. She wants the super luxe version of that, too.
There you go.
Now, what's the buyer profile? I really jokingly said all the rest of the billionaires going to move into the Armani, but the billionaire profile in the Porsche is just ridiculous.
We have a lot of serious people who bought from us at Porsche. I mean, it was it's the kind of building where the cheapest unit starts at $5 million and the most expensive goes up to $33 million. So everybody there is in the same kind of socioeconomic level, and those kind of people want to meet each other and be with each other. And so that's where it was. When you get one, you get 20, you get, you know, 20 more. It's that
I
easy.
Think it's awesome.
Yeah,
I think it's awesome. And you're doing something across the street with the Publix. What's going on with that?
No, we're not doing much at this point.
Okay, yeah. All right. Oh wait, my brain is on frying over here, Now, Gil, we first met. We were doing a charity event. You were kind enough to let us use one of your sales centers as a launching pad. We had a great party there, and then we saw each other again on the plane coming back from Los Angeles when Pat Riley famously said into the phone, "All we have to do is give the guy an extension," and we ran a ring, and we all know he was talking about then.
Right.
So what? Tell me about your travels this summer with the Gumball Rally.
Well, I did the Gumball earlier this month. Actually, June already.
It's almost August.
Yeah,
already.
It was a month ago. It was a spectacular trip. We went from we started here in Miami, made it up to Atlanta, then New York, driving the car, and then we shipped the cars to Scotland. From Scotland, we drove from Scotland.
Did you have to wear a skirt while you were doing that?
No, we just had to stay awake and drive.
Okay.
And from Scotland, we went to London to Paris, Paris to Barcelona, and Barcelona to Ibiza. It ended in Ibiza, Spain for an amazing final party.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
All in 1 week, 3,000 miles.
Oh, my God. Sounds like me.
I recommend it to anybody who wants to have fun in the car.
Well, next time you want to have a co-pilot, just let me know. I'm there for you on that
one. Okay, sounds good.
Now, we talked about the profile of your buyer team. We've talked about the Hyde. We talked about the Armani. What's the difference between your mainland product and your beachfront product?
Well, we're really going into different markets, different price points. We want to be able to have the entire gamut of price points going. What I love about the Hyde project is we have units there starting at as low as $350,000.
No way.
Yeah, and they're amazing units.
Honey, stop hocking my head.
Yes. I mean, that would be perfect for you guys. And so I think that the
profile... Armani.
I think the profile of the buyer in Hyde is going to be that South American looking for a place to buy that he can rent out.
The center of party activity.
I mean,
all these people are building on Edgewater. What they miss is that you can't walk into all the activity from Edgewater.
Edgewater is nice, but you walk two blocks the wrong way, and, you know.
Well, it's a long walk. I mean,
I'm Lux. What? I love Lux.
Lux?
Armani Porsche.
Okay. There you go.
Super Lux is what we call it, honey. He's not Lux. He's Super Lux. This guy doesn't build the investor box. He builds the palace.
That's right.
That's how we do it. Now, Gil, if somebody comes in and they buy one of your units, do they come like, and now I got to use these million-dollar listing terms. Hold it. I got to do a Chris.
You got to get that one on tape.
Yeah, I know. We should take a party like that. But if anybody watches that, if they know Chris, they know I just did that. I'm not wearing a tie, obviously,
right,
which Chad would be all PO'd at me.
Right.
But I'm also not wearing a tight-fitting suit, nor a dress, for that matter. But enough beating on the people in a billion-dollar listing. Now, some come designer-ready,
right,
and some come pre-done. How do yours come?
Well, in Armani specifically, we have a designer ready that the people buy, and then Armani themselves have come together with a furniture package and a finishing package that does flooring, lighting, all the way to doors and all kinds of extra upgrades. And so they will be able to sit down with a representative of Armani and buy a fully furnished package for the unit.
You know, people start to, door. I remember when we talked about the doorknobs for the Porsche Design Center. You go, the detail is ridiculous. What is the smallest item that you focus on for a detail? What is the most, like, minute detail? What's the smallest detail that you had involvement with?
I mean, I have involvement in every detail.
I know that. That's why I'm asking a trick question.
You know, I mean, details such as where does the drywall end in by the ceiling for the for to allow the shades to go down?
No way.
Yeah, those kind of things. I mean, you have to, you know, where is it? Is it 2 inches away from the door, 5 inches away from the door? Do we put power in the ceiling for automatic shades? I mean, things like, things like the kitchens themselves, you know.
How about hearing the footsteps on top? Do you have a way to mitigate that?
We put in our condominium documents that they have to put a soundproofing. ProFlex 110 is the actual brand of it. We specify the brand because it's the soundproofing that goes underneath the marble.
Drives me crazy.
Yeah, so I mean, we were into all the details down to that. And if you have a neighbor who's doing that, they probably didn't put any soundproofing below.
Yeah, that's okay. they probably didn't. Actually, that's okay, though, because we make our... Actually, we don't make any noise. We're pretty good. Only once in a while. How much time, Wonder Woman? 5 minutes, Gil. Five minutes. So tell me what your plans for the future are.
I got big plans for the future, but if I told everybody, then they already start buying around it, so I can't.
Okay, all right. Well,
no, but the Intracoastal Mall is going to be for us a future project. We got a while to go on that because we have some long term leases there that we're going to respect and work with, and we also want to take the time to properly do the zoning and get the right product mix in there, get the right units, and we really wanted to create kind of like a Meisner Parkish situation.
Oh, it's going to be gorgeous.
It's going to be fantastic.
That's the best piece of land that's yet to be redeveloped. The entrance to all those fabulous homes in Eastern Shore.
That's right.
It's just awesome. And are you going to have the water? You're going to have whatever is a Shooters or whatever the heck is there
We're
now?
We're going to have the waterfront. We're going to have restaurants on the waterfront. We just signed a deal with IPIC. So we're going to be putting an IPIC movie theater in there.
Awesome.
Yeah. So it's all happening. It's going to be very
exciting.
It sounds
great. Yeah. You know, I go there for my continuing ed for the mortgage brokerage.
Oh, you did? So the Gold Coast School, right?
Yeah.
Renewed with us. Yeah.
Yeah, I go there every once in a while. I've patronized you there a little bit now. And so we've talked. You're going intracoastal. You're going into Central Dade County. Any thoughts about going into any of the other luxury markets in Southeast Florida, Boca or something like that?
I mean, we never say no.
Does Boca.
he did it wrong.
I've been in that unit for the record, and it's a smoking great unit.
Is
that
really
1,000.
Okay?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Gorgeous unit.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but he didn't sell it.
He didn't sell it. Wow. You know, I understood actually through the grapevine that it sold somewhere in the $6.5-7 million range.
It was a smoking beautiful unit.
Unit. But Boca's an interesting market. We're looking at projects in Palm Beach. What's going on in Palm Beach right now is kind of exciting. So we'll see. We'll see where we go.
I don't want you. Yeah, I'm actually doing a deal in Northwood right now.
Okay.
But we're not going to discuss any more than that. Any more than that about Palm Beach.
I probably know who you're doing it with.
So. You probably don't. But we'll talk about that, because if you do, then we really know what you're working on.
Okay.
But one last thing, I want to talk about. You know, your philanthropy. You're a big philanthropist. You don't talk about it much here in town, but that's where we met.
Right.
We met on a charitable thing, and you know, want to just thank you for all the charitable stuff that you've done, working with us, and being involved and stuff like that here in the community.
It's always a pleasure.
All right. Well, listen, Gil, we got to have you back. You were late. I could see why you were late. Your show, you were probably caught in traffic, the same traffic jam Vivian was in.
Right.
But if people are listening from overseas, how do they get more information on one of your gorgeous developments that you're doing?
You can find out everything we're doing at desert.com, DEZER.com, or you can look at the Porsche Design Tower, PDTower.com. And we have some other stuff. But go to desert.com. It shows you everything.
It's going to be great. And I already know who wants to go to the opening party for... What project?
Armani.
All of them.
Porsche. Did it already, but Armani.
Okay.
Not interested in Hyde.
Yes, you are.
Yes, you
You're
will.
Not supposed to say that.
It. Wait till you see it.
You have no idea what's going to go on there. That thing is going to be the candle on top of the birthday cake, and when they light that, the whole Midtown is going to explode.
It's going to SLS Hotel and David Rockwell designing it.
It's going to be awesome. Have you seen the sales center yet, honey?
Yeah.
It's
off the hook.
Just breathtaking.
But Armani tops it.
Armani is Armani is Armani.
Super Lux.
Super Lux. It's super a whole Lux. Different animal.
Super Lux. Well, listen, I want to thank Gil Deser. We're going to wrap up the show right now. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to start by thanking our guest, Gil Deser.
Thank you.
Great to come in.
Always great to see
you. Oh, I love you, man. I want to thank our prior guest, Lauren Book. She's protecting our kids. I want to thank Warren Henry Automotive, the NFL Alumni Association, the Miami Dolphins, the Miami Marlins, winning our ways and in the playoff race. Social Media 305, Bruce Turkel, Publix, the Aztec Group, Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, UHealth, but the person, oh, and Shelley Bloom. How can I forget Shelley? But the person I want to thank most of all is you. I want to thank our listeners. Please go to our Facebook page, like our show, tell your friends, watch for our posts about Lauren and Gil, and retweet them and repost them. It's a great time. We have a great time, great community. You can follow me at Jim Fried or at Fried on Business. I'm on Facebook. My wife is teaching me that. I'm on LinkedIn, YouTube. I got a website. If you missed today's show, we'll be on our website, www.friedonbusiness.com. And oh, yeah, this is Jim Fried for Fried on Business. Oh, I forgot the whole thing. It's my 275th show. High five to me. That's why I had you on, Gil. Hey, remember, this is not a rehearsal. This is your life. The person wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen, just like my buddy Gil. Wonder Woman, take it away.
You see, you don't tug on Superman's cape. You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull the mask off old Lone Ranger. And you don't mess around with Jim. I'm looking for a man named Jim. I am a fool shooting boy. My name is Willie McCoy. But down at home they call me Slim. Yeah, I'm looking for the king of 42nd Street. He drive on a drop-top Cadillac. Last week he took all my money. And it may sound funny, but I come to get my money back.